You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's up? I'm Johnny Wujak. I'm a costume designer, and we are watching The Serena Also Rises.
Welcome back, listeners, to your one and only source into all things Gossip Girl. You know you'll love it. XOXO.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to XOXO. I'm Jessica Zohr. And as you probably know, the Met Gala just happened on Monday. And just like your favorite Upper East Siders, I love Fashion Week and all of its mystique. That's why I'm bringing on an iconic costume designer and stylist, Johnny Wujak. He's my friend, but seriously, he's beyond talented and has styled the biggest names from Katy Perry to Kate Mara to Nicki Minaj. Johnny is a true fashion insider and is going to give us the inside scoop on all things styling. Met Gala, New York Fashion Week, all the things. Fortunately, today's rewatch is all about fashion too. That's right. We're watching season 2, episode 5, The Serena Also Rises, which, if you remember, is an episode where Blair gets jealous and completely ruins her mom's fashion show. Johnny is the perfect guest to go through this episode for many reasons, but mostly because he can give us his take on whether Blair's outburst would actually be allowed to happen. I can't wait, and I won't. So here's our rewatch for The Serena Also Rises. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. We finally do it.
We got it.
We've got a light. I've got a look on. I'm very New York Gossip Girl. Gigi's sitting next to me. Oh, you see me?
Oh my God.
Yay.
Yes, Gigi.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Wait. Hello, beautiful. Yeah.
Hi.
Wait,
how are you?
I'm so good. Everyone can't see. So can you introduce yourself?
Yes, this is Gigi Gorgeous speaking. Huge fan of Gossip Girl and you, Jessica.
Oh my God. And I'm a huge fan. And it's when you said Gigi, I was thinking it's so funny and like very appropriate because this is a Gigi, you know, podcast. But you're also Canadian.
Yes. You're in Canada right now, right?
I'm in Canada. Yes, Brad is from
Girl,
outside
we're
of
Midwest,
Toronto, but
honey.
Yeah, we're Midwest, so kind of similar. But where in Canada are you from?
Born and raised in Toronto. I'm a Toronto
okay.
girl.
Awesome. Aw. Well, this is like so lovely, and this is your studio. This is where you do your stuff.
Everything.
Yes.
Oh my God, it looks You guys, I wish you could see it. It literally looks like out of a movie. There's like lights, camera, action, like fierce, two beautiful like faces on the screen right now. I love,
love you, bitch.
I'm like dying for this. Oh my God. Thank you so much, girl.
We love you, Gigi. Okay.
Hi. Okay. So basically it is a mic drop before we even started.
I know. I love that. We start with the drop.
I know. I love that. Starting with the drop. Okay, you guys. So here we are to rewatch the Serena Also Rises episode. But before we get into that, I have an old friend, someone who I just think has like the biggest heart, has the best style, one of the best styles I've ever seen. And we met, I honestly think, through an ex-boyfriend of mine. You can't, you guys, he's so good looking that you can't stop like staring at him. And we've had just so much fun together. You're just always like a very good time, very positive energy, which is like what we need in the world. And you keep it real. You also keep it real in a nice way, which is like really the key to being a fucking awesome person. And I think a lot of people.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think us being from the Midwest really helps with keeping it legit and real and just serving the tea and being our authentic selves. So
yeah,
I'm glad to hear that you point that out of me. So thank you. Yeah. I feel the same about you.
And it's very contagious. We have a lot of mutual friends. You've worked with a lot of people that are passive all crossed. And everyone really always says that. They're like, he is very dialed into what he's doing, very committed, very honest. But there's people in our industry on both sides that can do those things and also kind of have this like edge and kind of like this thing where you're like, ugh. You know what I mean? So when you have like, it's like a breath of fresh air when someone comes in and delivers what's going on in a real way and fun and awesome, but you don't have to be like ragging about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so absolutely. I like that. Got to stay humble.
That's what's up. Okay. So we're both from the Midwest. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself so that when we get into this is, I'm honestly so honored, everyone, that he's here to do this episode too, because it's Fashion Week. He's a legendary person in the fashion world. And you guys will all know a lot of his work once we get into it. You'll know everyone he's worked with. But, and a lot of the projects he has coming up are amazing and beautiful. But let's just so they know like your background and things like that. Like, where are you from? When did you move to LA first? New York? I know a lot of these answers, but it's for everyone to kind of be on the same page.
Yeah. So I am a Midwest boy. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, a suburb called St. Clair Shores on the lake. I'm like a lake nautical whole bit. So I'm the youngest of five. I moved to San Francisco first during the initial dot-com boost. I got a job at like a Google office working at like a, which was kind of considered like a YM Cosmo Girl kind of magazine online.
Yeah.
And I was the dear John. So like girls would write in like, I really like this guy and I don't know what to do and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like pulled from Michigan, moved to San Francisco and worked at Google. I had like a swipe card and a cubicle. It was very that job. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And this got me out of Michigan, but I'm not a cubicle guy. Like I'm not.
Wait, you had a swipe card and a cubicle.
Yeah.
Like, what a shift.
Literally, like it was day and night. Cause like, you know, I grew up in Michigan. It's very like blue collar, you know, work Monday through Friday, you have a job and this and that. And I was like, okay, like whatever. And then I was like, this is definitely not my vibe. I mean, the creative element was cool. I would like do photo shoots. I would do fun interviews. I was in San Francisco. Like it got me out of Michigan. But I was like, there's definitely more. And I've always been fashion passionate, like costume passionate, like obsessed with fashion. So I just knew that it was like a stepping stone and a way out.
Right. And so when you were growing up in Michigan, being a Midwestern kid, when do you remember a specific thing where you're like, I love fashion so much and it made you feel different? Or what do you remember what it was? Or was it just that you were so enamored with it that you're like, okay, there's something here?
100%. I mean, my mother, like the glamorous of my mother and watching her get ready, but it was really my grandmother. Grandma Wujak was like, she's so chic. She would be like, Ferragamo and Gucci. Like she was very designer.
In Michigan?
Yeah.
Well, I love that.
My dad's side is very posh. My mom's like Italian, like, you know, 10 brothers and like loud and whatever. So we'd go, and when we go to my grandma's house, I was just like in her closet, going through her clothes, like looking at her shoes. And I just was like, this is like glamour. She had like a beehive. And so this is going to sound crazy. And I've said this before, but like growing up in Michigan, Wheel of Fortune was really big.
Yeah.
Vanna White to me was like this iconic, like she would be in these gowns and she'd be doing this thing. And I was like, she's so glamorous. Like, how fun.
That's right, though. She really, really, I mean, I totally get it. I did not expect you to just say that. But saying it, it's like, you're not wrong.
No. And like, as a little gay boy in Michigan being like, oh my God, she's so fierce. And literally, this is a funny, like, quick jump, but when Katie did Super Bowl, I was doing interviews about it, and they asked me this question, if you could dress anybody, who would it be? And I said, Vanna White. 2 days later, her team reached out to me, and I dressed her for a week of shows. And I, like, went to the show. It was so iconic. I was, like, my childhood self was, like, gagging at how...
Oh, my God. I am, like, tripping over here right now. I did not know that.
Literally. And and randomly, my family was in town. So I brought my mom, my brother, my sister. And they put, like, Wujek family on the screen. And I got to press a button. It was, like, it was so
epic.
Got
to press a button.
I'm like, W.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it. W for the win on that whole situation.
Literally.
But listen, okay. So you... Your grandma was your inspiration, or basically maybe that opened, you know, the closet door.
Yeah, the closet door. I love that.
Then you left San Francisco to be a stylist and a designer?
No.
No. Okay, no. Wait. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I did. I basically worked for this company for 8 months, and then they shut down. Like, the .com crashed.
Okay, wild.
So, yeah. So this was before, like, this was when the internet was, like, just getting big, but it was, like, too big for its britches, so it's, like, it all fell apart. So I came down to LA with a girl I worked with, went to the Beverly Hills Hotel for her friend's birthday party. And there was a modeling agent there from Next. And so she's like, move down to LA and I'll rep you as a model. And so I moved to LA.
You know what? I do remember that now. Yeah. So you were modeling with Next.
Yeah.
And like, what were some of the clients? Was it like Ralph Lauren kind of like?
Yeah. My first gig was like Dolce & Gabbana fashion show up at Steven Spielberg's house. It was like, like, what is going on? Like,
stop.
When I moved to California, it was like, go. It was like, I was booking stuff. I was like booking Coca-Cola commercial. I was like doing all this amazing stuff. And I was like, this is surreal. Like, wow, this is all happening.
Because it does not happen like that.
No.
For most people.
It doesn't.
But by the way, it's like you basically went, and a lot of times you have to tell yourself when you're going there, because it is a big industry, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of also getting there and understanding the industry. Like, when I started learning more, I'm like, wait, there's like a business side to this, not just an artistic, creative thing. So then you got to kind of learn a little bit of that. So when you went there, you weren't doing this marathon. You basically started sprinting and like you were on, you were racing.
The gun went and I ran. Yeah. Yeah. It was just about keeping up, because it was like all these things were happening so fast. And I was like, you know, got a commercial agent, meeting all these cool friends of mine, like Aaron Paul, like, you know, all these people who we know. And just being like, this is so surreal. Being from Michigan, I'm like, palm trees, the ocean, like, what's going on? You know?
Yeah. And Aaron's like old school one of my first friends, too.
Yeah.
And that comes full circle, everyone, because there's a girl in this episode that I know through Aaron and his wife, Lauren, and but anyways, it's such, as much as like, it's such a big industry and there's so many people, I find that it just keeps getting smaller and smaller, obviously, because the longer you're in it. But so you go there, you're modeling.
Yep. So I'm modeling, I'm doing commercials and.
Commercials. Okay. But this is like, you met the modeling agent at a party.
Yeah. It was like a random party. She's like, I'm at Next, you should move to LA. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to do anything in San Francisco. I moved to Woodland Hills in my sister's condo, and I lived there for like maybe 2 months before I met my first friend, and then I moved onto his couch.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, literally. And then it was just like go time.
Go time. And then did you keep modeling? When did you start? I mean, I know you were always into fashion, but I mean as a where you were getting paid to do it.
Yeah, so basically like as I would be booking these jobs, the stylist would call and be like, can you bring some clothes and blah, blah, blah. So of course I'm bringing my whole wardrobe, and I would dress myself. I'd show up in a look and they'd be like, oh, you're perfect. You're good to go. And then they would see that I have all these other clothes. So they would be like using my clothes on other people. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, what's a stylist? Like, this is right. I had no clue that a stylist is even a thing. So then, yeah, I probably did modeling and commercial acting for like 3 years before I just was like, you know what? We're going to just switch the flip and just kind of get into the other side of it.
Right.
And started basically doing costume design on movies first.
Okay.
One of my best friends who I was like partners with, we were like Jules and Johnny. We were like a styling duo. Her cousin was a big movie director. We started that way and then just started building clients. Like, I think my first real client was Alexis Bledel.
Amazing. I know.
We love her.
Love.
Yeah.
But also, when I'm like looking at your list of people that you've styled and worked with, it's like, it's insane. From Katy Perry to Ariana Grande, Shakira, Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj. I mean, you did costumes for, you know, America's Next Top Model, Project Runway. I mean, this is like crazy.
Yeah, that's why it was just like another, like the roller coaster ride, just like all of a sudden now I'm doing this. And then it was just like, go, 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 go. And also having no clue what I was doing. I was like,
but,
you know.
But no one knew. Everyone's like, this guy knows everything.
No one knew. I was like young, excited, and just like figuring it out, you know, making contacts as I go. I'm like, who reps that brand? I got to go find them. And like, who does that? And figuring it out. And then as you go, you obviously like build the rep and meet the people. And like you said, it's like in the fashion biz, people can be cutthroat and people can be cold and people can be a certain way. So when I walk in the room, it's like, oh, we're a breath of fresh air and he's fun. And
it really, really is, Johnny. And it really is. And that's like a very special thing. It's also, oddly enough, Eric Damon, who did Gossip Girl, he has a very similar thing where he was very dialed into what he was doing, but he had a very gentle, sweet, but no messing around kind of thing. And I think to be able to do that is obviously something from within with you guys, because not a lot of people have that. And even like when you do find someone, some people that are nice and nice to work with, sometimes it's a little put on and I'm like, okay, you're trying a little too hard.
So I'm
just saying it's very special when you meet people like you and Eric. It's so rad.
Yeah. I've watched some of his videos. He seems really cool.
Yeah. He's wonderful. So speaking of him, he did all of Jenny Humphrey's designs in this episode. This is season 2, episode 5, which we're going to get into. But before we do that, this was 2008, this episode. Do you remember what the styles even were then? I was like looking it up. It was like extra wide belts and boho headbands and like fringe boots. But by the way, how funny is this? How ironic. I go to look up fashion in 2008 and it's got people that Johnny has worked with. Like Katie pops up all this. I'm like, this is too funny.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, 2008, I was in the mix.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's so cool also just in fashion to see things kind of recycle and come back. But one of the things that stuck out to me in the episode was like Tamara, our friend that we were saying, Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy.
And then Blake Lively's character, when they show up to the fashion show, those dresses that were like, really, you know, just like super basic kind of shift dress. Like they're like a jersey. They're like so random. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like literally that was like the thing. And they were just so simple and so like basic now. You'd think like no girl would really pull that off now.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally. It's so surreal.
Because everything is like extra.
Extra.
okay, so we'll get into that into the episode. I'm going to do a little recap. So the Serena also rises. Where we left off is Catherine and Marcus have gone back to London, and Amanda, the girl that Chuck hired to stir the pot, has gone back to boarding school. Dan and Serena are on another break, and Blair and Serena are on the rocks after Serena dethroned her at school. So that's where we left off.
Yeah. I was getting, like, I watched, because I watched this show when it was kind of going down, but it was fun to rewatch it. But like, man, Blair, it was cutthroat in this episode.
Just oh my God.
Sabotaging. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
My God.
Just no shame.
No shame. Just blatantly like switching that dress and blatantly sending the models away. I'm like, oh my God.
And then
God.
Like bringing soup. Oh, yeah. She's not sick. Yeah. Okay. We're going to totally get into this. Okay. So here's where, this is what this episode, what we're getting into. In the midst of Fashion Week, Blair learns that her mother, Eleanor, at the suggestion of Jenny, has given Serena, her new socialite friend, Poppy, front row seats to Eleanor's show. Hurt once again by Serena's popularity and her mother's betrayal, Blair decides to sabotage the show. Meanwhile, Dan starts hanging out with Chuck. Wild. But a walk on the dark side always has its risks, and Dan learns that the hard way. Lily learns a secret that her new husband, Bart, has been keeping from her. Okay, so we got lots to break down.
Yeah, we do.
So the episode, this one, what the episode title is based on, The Sun Also Rises by Ernest Hemingway, which I love that they did that
Me
with
too. I love a play on words.
For sure. It's so cute. Okay, so will you break down for us what Fashion Week is? Obviously, it's a week about fashion. We get that. There's no play on words in that. It is what it is.
Yeah, Fashion Week it's actually like a whole month of, you know, going from New York, London, Milan, Paris. But this episode, takes place in New York. And gosh, like, again, like, I that part of my job and my career, like just fashion shows just give me such joy. Like the energy, the excitement, you know, just the buzz around it is just so fun. So it's really, it's always fun to see how fashion shows are also portrayed in TV and film. You know?
Yes. Because it's like, very chaotic and buzzy. And like, even when they did this in the episode, it starts up, there's White Tents and Bryant Park and the, you know, New York Gone Gone by Conor Oberst is playing. And there's, it's so much going on. You're seeing fashion head to toe from not just the people going to the show on the streets. It's very like dialed in. And I do feel like New York, which I mean, I know every city has a very cool fashion week or month, but I, for some reason, and maybe it's just because I lived in New York and went to that one so many times, it has a special place in my heart, fashion week in New York.
Absolutely. I mean, New York is fashion. It's like I associate the two completely. So
totally. And basically what it is it's the fashion industry's like events where fashion designers and brands or houses display their latest collection in shows and to buyers and media.
Yep. Buyers, media, bloggers now, social, like celebrities, musicians. I mean, the front rows have changed so much, you know, now it's just like, you know, such a mix of like, you know, different influencing people in the front row.
Right.
It's really cool.
And since we're talking about that, we get into it right away in the beginning of the episode, Blair's doing the seating chart, which when he just brings up the front row, the seating chart is such a major piece of a puzzle for Fashion Week. So can you want to tell that? Like when you get invited, like even when I've been invited front row, it's an honor. You're excited.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But it's also so funny, you guys. You do the fittings, you get, you know, make sure that whatever you're wearing by the designer looks perfectly fit for you. Then you go through hair and makeup at home. Then the driver picks you up. You're outside. There's paparazzi. There's photographs, you know, all the stuff. Then you get in and it's so chaotic and crazy. And then it's over in like 12 minutes.
Literally, like it's all this work for 12 minutes of just like.
But
like,
it's a sick 12 minutes.
Oh, it's the sickest 12 minutes. The music starts, the lights go down, the energy is just, again, like it's literally one of the, some of the best memories of just my years of in fashion have been sitting front row at fashion shows all over the world. And you know, it's so funny because in the episode when they show up and she's like, oh, there's a problem here. Like my seat is like, my name's gone or whatever. Like I've had that experience, not me showing up and being like, wait, where's my name tag? Me being like, Misha Barton, remember?
Yeah.
She was like the face of BB back in the day.
I remember.
Is like during the OC days or whatever. So she's like, do you want to come with me to the BB show? And like, so whatever, we go to the BB show. Same deal. Like all this hoopla, go in, paparazzi, everything's crazy. We get to our seats and there's another stylist sitting in my seat. And I won't say her name.
Right.
But she, when I came into the biz, she was very like fiery. She was not like welcoming. And I'm like killing her with kindness, giving her the love, showing, you know, whatever, being me. But she is still like, who the fuck is this? And it was her in my seat. So I'm there with Misha's publicist, thank God, who was like, you know, she's amazing. And she handled it. And it was like, you need to get up and you need to move. And her face, and she saw that it was for me. And I like sat in the seat and I was like, oh my God, that was so amazing, but I feel so awful. But like, get out of my seat.
But
like,
let me sit down.
But let me sit down front row and like be fierce next to Misha. And like, it was like such a moment when I was like, okay, because that was probably like, that was in LA. It was like an LA fashion show. But it was like one of those big kind of moments where it was like a brand comes, it does a thing in LA.
And they put everything into that. It's like
everything
major.
Into it. Huge. She was the face of BB at the time. Like I was her date. Like it was just so major.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, for everyone listening, if that kind of thing kind of happens, it's not like, you know, we have an hour until the movie premieres and this and that. Like this shit is happening momentarily. And like, I'm
get
not
up,
trying to
now.
Go way to the back. Like, give me my seat.
Yeah, literally.
So,
literally.
That being said, you guys see how important, and obviously it comes up so much in the episode, the seating chart, where's Poppy going to sit? Where's Serena? Are the, you know, Minions, where are they going? So it's a major thing for everyone involved, the people invited to sit in the front row or invited to the show. Also, it's cool to go to the show if you're not in the front, I think. But I don't want it to sound so like, oh, you have to. For any of you that are in the industry and get to go, it's still an experience being in the room.
And for the designer, like their front row is like,
yeah, that's what I was
iconic saying. For them. It's right. Like, you know, Anna Wintour, your front row is like, oh my God, you know?
Anna Wintour.
And they group you all together. Like they'll put everyone together, you know?
Yeah.
They'll specifically pair people to get those photos, you know?
Right. Totally. It's interesting. I'm going to actually go look up the last couple times.
You have to find that Waldo photo too.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, so Blair's doing the seating chart, and this is a big deal for Eleanor, obviously, for the designer. And Jenny, let's talk about Jenny for a minute, being in the fashion. I give her like a lot of credit in when I'm rewatching the beginning of this season, because she's really giving it her all. She's like risking going to school, lying to her dad. She's, you know, young, and obviously when you're in high school, you're like, you don't know the repercussions of some of the stuff, but there's also something about it that she loves fashion so much that she's like, I'm willing to lie to my dad, skip school and do whatever, like kind of cross Blair a little bit, even though she's not trying to. Jenny's also very sweet.
Yeah, she is. It's interesting too, because like at one point she calls out her dad. She's like, you're a passion, you know, you did your thing with music and this and that, like fashion is my passion and I'm going to sacrifice, which I loved.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm that kind of girl. I'm like, look it, I love doing this. I'm going to do it. No regrets, like literally no regrets.
Right, yep. I
go
love that.
Go for it. And like get in trouble, you know, like ask for forgiveness later and just, and look what happened in the end.
Right,
you know? Like,
absolutely.
The end result is a payoff, and like she knows her talent, she knows her worth, and she's sweet about it, like you said.
Yeah. It's like the Laurel. Laurel's getting on my nerves. I've said this the last couple episodes because she's so kind of rude to Jenny, and it's like, listen, she's talented and sweet and like kicking ass and like really grinding for you, and you're like, don't be a mouse from Cinderella in the last episode. I'm like, chill, girl.
Right. Right. Well, we need that tension in TV.
It's true. So we got that going on, the seating chart. Serena's like all over New York City with the socialite Poppy, which Johnny and I know, the girl who played Poppy, through different mutual friends, who's a beautiful human as well. And She killed that guy, this role coming on. She comes in, plays Poppy. When I started watching, I'm like, I'm like, is that Tamara? Is it not?
Right.
Because I really was thinking, is Poppy a real socialite? I had to think for a minute, like, is this one of the girls from the Upper East Side? And then I looked it up. I'm like, no, this is my girl that is an actress. And oh my God.
Yeah. I know. It was so, I was like, oh my God, that's Tamara. Same thing. I was like, oh my God, that's Tamara. I remember that time when she was on there, but I just revisited and I was like, how cool.
Yeah. She's cute. And
so
then,
iconic.
And then we have, this was like such a weird, like, match or mix up or whatever, is Dan and Chuck hanging out together.
Right.
Let me ask you about this with the guys on the show because of fashion and this. With Dan, Chuck, Nate, I'll even put Rufus and Bart in the mix because when I'm going back and looking at these, the adults, the parents, I'm like, they're cute too. Like their little thing. Like Bart is super handsome. Rufus with his little like grunge t-shirt. I'm like, okay, Ru.
Yeah, they're hot. Everyone's sexy on the show.
It is. Who was like your, who did you like when you, they come on? Are you like, damn, both guy and girl?
Chase.
Both. Chase.
To be honest, you know, he's a hottie. Like, I think Blake's, I mean, everyone, like I was saying, everyone's just stunning and beautiful and young and fun.
Yeah.
But like Chase, it was Chase for me.
Yeah. He's so cute. And his style, very like Connecticut kind of, like on a like little, you know, boat.
Nautical.
Little, Yeah. And he pulled it off very well. That's the thing, which they knocked it out of the park with matching the fashion with each character. Obviously, it's all part
of
it. But even the way everyone carried it, the way Chase like wears it, rocks it, the way Chuck did, it's all very and Serena and Blair and everything. Even Vanessa, like her Lower East Side kind of grunge style, I think is very rad. It's I think personally for me, how I dress, which you'll probably agree, is like a little bit of a mix of Vanessa and Serena. I'm a little like rocker, chic, boho, but
totally.
I never really wore heels until I was doing Gossip Girl and we had so many events and so much fashion stuff.
Right.
That I'm like, I was wearing heels 5 nights a week or in the scenes. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this is too much. My feet hurt.
Right. Oh, I can't. I give you guys so much credit for heels.
it's hard.
It reminded me too, because I grew up going to a private Catholic school. So it was like very uniform for me growing up.
You had uniforms the whole time?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Like literally from first grade to, I finally, a senior year, convinced my parents to let me go to public school, which was insane. But like, I had like full uniforms, full dress codes, full hair code, like, which I would constantly, I'd get broken every day. It was like, one day I showed up with like bleached blonde hair and I got sent home. I was like, that's blonde hair. What's the matter? Like it's so crazy. So it's fun to see like in their little uniforms how they get to do a little flair and like add a scarf and do a this and do a that.
Touches.
Like, we didn't get to do any of that.
I see. Now because someone in fashion, I feel like that would be, it also might be a good thing that you just know what you're wearing every day. Because when you didn't growing up, even though I wasn't super fashion forward growing up, I was still into it and I still had a vibe. But it was also, you know, what shoes do I wear with this in the morning getting ready? So I almost sometimes think, I would say to my sisters, it kind of would have been nice having a uniform because you just, it is what it is. And then, add a scarf or a necklace or tie something around your, you know, your wrist or something.
Right. It was all about just like modifying and pushing the limit of what our restrictions were. You know, even if my shirt was untucked, I would get sent to the office. It was
that is wild.
I know. I'm like, how does this, like, I get it. It looks like cool.
But it's also like interesting because in a way I feel like we're at a point in the world and in life that it's like it's more like praised upon a little bit to like
be an individual,
express yourself
style,
and be an individual. So I feel like it's so funny that things were like that and there's still schools like that.
Sure.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course.
But I just feel like now it's like you should feel, you know, where dress how you feel and express yourself. And I think that's really cool.
Absolutely.
Because I do think it lets people come out of their shell and stuff other than being like so structured in this way.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you leave that and it's like you're
who
thrown into the world.
Yeah,
and you're
especially
like
at that time of our lives, our age, it's like, it's so crazy to think that like, you're like, wear this, do this, this is this. It's like, and then you're like a rebel, you know, you dye your hair pink and you're just like topless all the time.
Right. You're just like free the nipple.
Literally.
It's good. Okay. So now Chuck and Dan are hanging out so that he can write. Let's talk about this. This is an odd pair, odd match. Obviously, I was like, couldn't wait to see what was going to go down. And I also found it funny in the when they're after they're drinking and he hands him the pills.
Right.
I was like, ooh, this could get real wild. But when he's like talking to him and Dan's like, I know we don't like each other. You think I'm boring. And Chuck's like, I don't think of you, which is funny.
I love his whole attitude is so bitchy.
It's so fire. Yeah. And Dan's like, oh, right. Of course you don't. But I've been thinking of me and I've come to the conclusion that I need to get out of my comfort zone and I need to experience new things. And Chuck's like, are you gay? And I hadn't seen this episode. So when I was like watching it, I'm like, oh my God, at the time, it probably felt like maybe something was going to go down like
that. Right. Oh, that would have been so cutting edge for that time because they weren't doing stuff like that.
It would have been
cutting edge.
It also would have been great.
It would have been amazing. I was like, literally, I was like, riveted. I'm
mouth dropped to the floor.
Literally, I don't remember this.
Because it's been so long. So I was like, wait, did something like that happen? And then I knew it didn't because I remember Eric came out being gay and that was like our
right,
thing on the
right,
show.
Right, right, right.
So anyways, when I was watching that scene back, I'm like, But so they go out, get wild. And I feel like in this scene, the whole time, I'm like, feel bad. Ed, who plays Chuck, just seems so sad. I'm like,
oh yeah, 100%. Like his character's definitely got like a thing. He's putting up a front and he's definitely just like a sad, sad, bitter, bitter character.
Yeah. I just was like, oh my God, he just wants to be with Blair and not be hanging out with Dan right now.
Right.
And then he like gets him all messed up. Then he like kicks him out of the cab and literally Gossip Girl's like, Dan Humphrey, shoeless and clueless.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my God, poor Dan.
So brilliant though. Like literally get out. Like,
yeah, just bye.
Brutal. Like the show is cutthroat. It's literally just like.
It is. Speaking of Chuck, when he's like trying to help Blair with like the whole dethroning situation and she's like, this, her quotes, her like one-liner little zingers are too, they're fabulous.
So good.
She's like, Serena's just keeping my seat warm. Like. I am not going to be dethroned, okay? Okay, Chuck.
Literally.
Okay. Oh my God. And how do you feel about Blair's style?
Her style's cute. Her style's fine. I mean, she loves a headband. I like that I like it. She's just kind of got that like super, super, preppy princess vibe. It's always like a headband. It's always just something
like Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, it's Audrey Hepburn's, just super, super glam. I think her style stands out kind of the most as like eclectic and fun and like, but still super chic.
Yeah. A lot of patterns, a lot of colors.
Yeah. A lot of, I love how each character is so distinctively them.
For sure.
So fun.
So she's like tripping and like, here's the thing. You have a lot of girlfriends. You've heard all of, I've confided in you with certain things with friends and this and that. I know a lot of your other, girlfriends, you're like, many people consider you a very good friend because you're a vault and you have good advice and you're very honest, like I keep saying. So like this dynamic with Serena and Blair is kind of interesting because it's like when you have a best friend and they're shining and doing their thing, for me and growing up in the Midwest, I don't know if that's part of it. That's you want to root for your friend, hands down 100% for them to be at their best, do their best, give their best. And you're right there to help them achieve that, get that, do that. It's also high school, so things are more dramatic and things
totally,
like that. But I'm just like, 100%. Why does she care if she sits in the front row at her mom's show? If that was me, if I was Blair, I'd be like, fucking do it. Take my hand. I'll walk you to the seat.
Yeah.
And Blair's like not having it.
Right. I think it's a lot of threat from Poppy. This Poppy character is just like, bitch, who the hell is this?
Yeah. She can't just
that's my best
like
friend.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And I've definitely seen so much of that in life through, my childhood and through high school, that all that like friendships and the best friend, it's like the best friend necklace and the best friend, like,
oh my God,
you're do or die. And it's like this new person comes around and you're just like, no, 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 no. It's like so coveted, It's like, no. Whereas I'm all inclusive. I'm the guy in the lunchroom who's like at every table talking to everybody and doing everything.
Yeah.
So
that
I definitely can see. Yeah. I can see that. she's just like, hell no, this is my best friend. So I'm going to sabotage the shit out of her.
And literally what we were talking about when we first got on, she like brings the soup for Jenny. She's like, oh, she's not sick. The dress, which by the way, that's so ballsy of Blair to do. Fierce, because that's her mom's show. This isn't just about Poppy and Serena now and Jenny that you're taking down three people. This is like your mom's like career.
Right.
And she's like, I don't care.
She's lost it. I mean, she's literally like lost it. She's like at her wit's end. She's like, I'm going to do everything. And then like, I couldn't believe when they're like, there's no models. Like who, in what world do the models just leave?
And
the TV world.
And by the way, it's a teenager telling them. It's a child.
Yeah. I loved that twist. I was like the models are gone. But don't worry, we're going to pull all the socialites from the show.
They're coming up.
And yeah, that to me, that twist was like so, I loved it so much.
Yeah, it was good. And then the hairstyles were epic. That like rat's nest
Yeah.
It's saying, which I didn't know at the time when we were filming, but it's Serena's ratted hair was inspired by an Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds, when the birds were attacking her hair.
So, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And I thought that was like very, very just super epic because it was not, yeah, I love that. And I remember shooting back then when we had to do other scenes. I think they had to all wear ponytails. Remember at the end when they're leaving because there was no other way to go back and forth with the scenes with how ratted
right.
it was.
Continuity.
Like they couldn't have like a fresh blowout because it was just ratted and they'd have to go back. Because sometimes when
were
we filmed.
Were they their hair, you think, or were they wigs?
No, I'm pretty sure it was their hair.
Okay.
Some people might have had wigs. But when filming, I know you know this, for everyone listening, sometimes you don't ever shoot in order. So sometimes they would be doing the runway scene, then go do a scene outside. So they have to switch the hair, switch the dress, switch the entire look. And then after lunch, you go back to the runway show. There's several reasons why they bounce around. Sometimes it's a location. Sometimes someone's got to shoot out because they have to get on a plane. So I was watching and I'm like, oh, that's right. They had to do ponytails because they didn't have enough time to do like blowouts and the thing. So I found that like interesting.
Yeah. I love those little like treasures. Those little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I love that.
So basically the fashion, then at the end, it ends up coming through for Jenny. And again, it's like what we talked about.
She switches the dress.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think the dress is so fierce. Like I literally was like, because you see the collection and then all of a sudden, because I forgot that happened. And then and you see the dress come out. And I'm like, oh, fierce. Like that dress is like a really special piece in the collection that stands out. How cool to have that as a finale. And then when I was like, oh, she totally put her dress in there and thought she was screwing her over. But in the end, Andre Leon Talley thought it was the most amazing dress of the show.
Yeah.
Which I love.
I know. And it's also one of those things just in Gossip Girl fashion where it was like one more twist. Like when Blair literally handed Serena the dress, I did not think she was like pulling a Blair. I really thought
Me
she
neither.
Was like just here. I thought it was the end. She's like, okay, I've
Screw
tried
it.
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's like,
yeah.
Let's like
Put the
turn.
Dress on and go. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Oh man. But the fashion show ended up turning out great. And I think like what Eric did with Jenny's dresses were like insane.
Yeah, so fun. And like, yeah, I just was so drawn to the finale because it was like very me. Like everything was just beautiful and like, you know, glamorous and fun and wearable. But that last one came out and I was like, ooh, this is like giving me like a Zac Posen of the time or like, you know, something, that big bustly skirt.
Right. Speaking of like dressing and stuff. So we have to talk about our time.
Yes.
Was it Toronto?
Yeah,
it was Toronto.
It was award, those music awards in
Much
Toronto.
Music awards.
Much music awards, yeah.
Yeah. And so this is funny for everyone listening.
I love this story so much. There's so many parts to this story,
there's so
too.
Many. I know. I don't even know where to start. First,
literally,
he came through and ended up styling me. I think whatever dress I had that got sent didn't end up working out, or the one that I fitted didn't make it over through customs to Toronto from New York, yada, yada, yada. I was presenting for Justin Bieber, who I'm sure you all know who that is, but he's also Canadian. My point is, I know you all do, but he's Canadian. And I was presenting in Toronto at the Much Music Awards in Canada. So this was a major moment for myself to represent and present for Justin Bieber. So it needed to be on point, flashy, fun, fierce. It needed to be all of the above. Well, I also think I ended up getting best dressed of something from that
You
movie.
Were on the best dress. I remember that. I was like, yes.
Yes, you killed it. So I literally text Johnny. I said, I'm in a bind. And he was there dressing Katy Perry.
Yeah, who was performing, had the carpet, was doing like, I had literally so many things. So it was
and
perfect.
And she probably had like tons of different looks.
That night I think she had probably four. And she performed. So she had that big butterfly thing. But yeah, we always have options. So when you called, I was like, come on over.
Yeah, you guys. So, and I bring my cousin Sydney, my little cousin. It was so wonderful.
Literally.
Love.
How old was she at the time?
She was like probably 13 or 14 15. At the time.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Maybe, yeah. So she comes with, because when I found out I was presenting for Justin, she was a fan of him at the time. And I thought, I'm going to call my aunt before I tell my cousin this news and see if she can be my guest. Come with me to the awards. Come meet Justin and have fun and blah, blah, blah. She says, yes, my cousin comes with me. She flies, we get there, lots of things going on, lots of press, lots of interviews, lots of panicking when my dress didn't show up. And so I called Johnny. Johnny's like, come. Yeah, just come look in at my stuff.
Yeah, you came to our room. You came to our room. My room.
Yes. Can you, yeah. You have to explain this room. You guys, I walk in and it was literally like part of the Gossip Girl costume room. And I'm talking the room that was for six characters. Was literally one room for, and it was big and it was like color coordinated and beads here and sparkly lights here and
shoes here and jewelry there and bags
here. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a mini boutique.
It really was. And it wasn't that mini though. It was like a really nice size.
I did have a big room for that. I was just like, I need room. And all the bags and the boxes were in the bathtub.
Yes, they were. Oh, yeah, that's right. And it looked great. It was like beautiful. I actually feel like I took a picture of it. But so he ends up dressing me in this orange little number.
Yeah, sparkly, sequiny.
Yes, it was one of my favorite looks I've ever worn and had and done. And apparently a lot of people agreed with that.
Yeah.
But he dresses me, kills the game, obviously. And as my cousin's sitting there watching this, and now I don't want to speak for her, but she's sitting there in Katy Perry's basically dressing room with one of the biggest stylists of all time, getting ready to go meet these pop stars. You know, we're from a small town. So, and she's as chill and easy. So she wasn't really showing that she was excited. I'm not going to say she wasn't excited. I know she had to have like some sort of like, this is crazy. Yeah. But she was just so kind of chill and quiet. Hey?
She was very chill and quiet. Like she was just sitting there just like, she is so cool. She was like that the whole night, even when we were at the Drake party, remember? And she was like sitting next to Drake. I was like, oh my, what is going through her head right now?
Right. Or no. And then we all drove together. Me, you, Katie,
but
all
wait,
of us.
Did I give her a dress?
Oh, that's the point. Okay. So all of a sudden, this is why Johnny's so wonderful, you guys. He looks over and he's like, well, do you want to wear something? And she's like, huh? And then he fully dresses my cousin Sydney. And she looked amazing.
She looked so fierce.
Awesome. I'll get photos and put them out when we put this episode out.
I love that idea.
Yeah. And he just basically was so sweet, killed the game. And I took the stress away when I finally had, you know, I was stressed because I'm like, I like committed to doing something and showing up and playing the part. When you're being asked to do certain things like that, you need to show up and be ready and be right on point. So
absolutely.
Having Johnny there was like a godsend. And we go, we do the whole, you know, show. And then afterwards, we were going to Drake's party. Drake is also Canadian. So that's like, you know, these people are in their home, on their homeland and like representing where they come from and their art and their music and their style. And it's like a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. I feel like we all drove together too, didn't we? Because I remember Katie was very all up on your cousin, like chummy. And the whole time she was like, I could see inside. She's like, oh my God, Katy Perry is like,
cuddling
me in the back seat of this car. And we're like going to the Drake party.
Yes. And I had to call my aunt and uncle to kind of say, hey, obviously she's not
she's
at an age.
She's going to be out late.
Yeah. She's going to be out late. And I know nothing's going to go on, but I just, out of respect for you guys, 14. Is it okay if she comes to this party with us? And they're like, yes, just, you know, obviously keep your eye on her. I'm like, we will not. We had so many eyes on her. She was probably like, you guys, I'm okay.
Literally. And I remember literally at that, at the party, it was like, we were in like a booth and against the back of the booth, literally she's like in her cute little sparkly dress, just sitting between like Drake, Katie,
and
everybody.
Katie.
And I'm just like, this is like, this got me, made me so much joy, brought me so much joy because she was so happy.
Yeah. And just like going with it. It was just super cute. And everyone was super wonderful and lovely.
Yeah.
And honestly, there wasn't one person that was like, wait, how old is your cousin?
Right, totally.
Like, I feel like a lot of people's cousins at that age would have been like,
yeah.
Wait,
what's
you know,
this 14-year-old doing here?
Yeah, she held her own. She was super wonderful and great. It was super fun. Oh my God, that just brought back like, I want to like to another, we need to go to another Drake party soon.
Let's do it. I'll dress you.
I would love that.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Speaking of Katy Perry, so you have done all of her Vegas stuff.
Yeah, so I worked on the Vegas. Well, it was I did a couple acts of it. So there was a couple of us who
That's
did.
What I mean.
So yes, I did. I did two of the amazing epic looks for the show. You have to go. It's such an amazing show.
I can't wait.
It's so colorful. It's so fun, and it's so Katy. So yeah, it was fun. When I heard about that, we started talking about the concept and everything. And so,
and she has, it's a residency there, right?
Yeah. It's a residency at Resort World. I believe it's kind of like scheduled for like maybe 2 years, but it's like here and there and here and there. So,
right.
She's got a lot going
on. And you've done a lot of her looks, and I want to talk about Katy for a minute because she is a fashion icon. She makes a statement. She wears it. There's some people in the music industry and in entertainment, I'll say, that have a really good style and they have a good stylist with them and they look great. I'll give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people that can rock and wear what Katy does, not just because it's a good style. She has a good, you're like a good team.
Right.
Like you can design things and costumes for her in such a way, but she also rocks it in a way where it's like, yo, this looks good on you. And then you, the way you just walked in it, makes it look even better. So I think that's a really good partnership because that doesn't work that way all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like meeting Katy the way I did in our relationship and our working together was serendipitous. I mean, like we're both adventurous and fun. And
I love her.
It's like, it's like she's one of a kind in a way that like, you know, she'll wear like a hot flaming hot Cheeto costume for like a Halloween
right.
and then be like super sexy at the Grammys. Like, it's like she can pull it all off. And like, it is mm-hmm. about confidence. It is about owning
and
it.
One year at the Met Ball, I can't remember what the theme was. You'll probably know. She had like, I remember when she walked in, every single person at the Met Ball's head turned. It was almost like everyone got whiplash. I'm not kidding. Cause it was the ones with the light dress. She had like, cause you designed that.
Yeah.
Do you remember what theme it was?
All I know is we weren't on theme. I don't think it was like.
The only reason I asked, not even theme, but it's like who or whoever hosted it, because that's how I remember the years. I'm like, oh, I went for Dior this year. I went H&M this year. That's how I remember.
Yeah, it was Oprah. It was Oprah. And he was at the time the creative director of The Gap, Robinson.
They were the host.
I forget his name, but they were the hosts. I don't remember the theme, but I just remember we had a lot of like, you know, design couture options that existed. And then I randomly, maybe it was a month before I was like, came across these designers in London called Cute Circuit, who were very new, very cutting edge. Like no one was really doing much of the light up.
No, I had never seen it.
And light
it
was, up things.
You literally gave the entire room whiplash when she walked in. So, we were like, woo.
So literally I showed it to her and she's like, hell yeah, let's do this. And I remember, and they were in London and I was in LA and we didn't physically have, and these people are like kind of electrical. They're not like fashion designers. They're not. So I drew the dress. I gave them the idea. I told them what I wanted. And I think at this time, there's no Zoom. You're like, and there's no FaceTime. I don't even remember how we were talking, but we were doing this.
I know. You were communicating, but definitely not seeing each other.
Yes. No, we were. Oh. There was. But it was like the very beginning. I don't remember what platform it was. Regardless, we don't see the dress until the morning of the Met.
You're lying.
The morning of the Met, maybe at 6 a.m., they show up from London. I have three seamstresses waiting for us at, I think we're at like the Soho, whatever, hotel. And we try the dress on. It's probably six sizes too big. It's huge.
Stop.
It doesn't fit at all.
They're like, you're like, Katie has the curves in all the right places, but not this big.
Not that many curves. And so literally it was like, we got to work. I literally like, we tried it on. And this was like the only time I think maybe in my whole career that I like cried a little because I was so overwhelmed. I was so stressed. I wanted it to work so bad. And I was like, oh my God, and blah, blah, blah. And like, we had other options just in case, like there was other stuff on the rack. But it was really
this
about
is like
this.
A moment. Like this it's a is moment. Like it's the Met Ball. It's Katy Perry. It's Johnny Wujek. It is you know, it's like, you know, I think that when everyone's getting ready and doing this, all the actors and all the talent that's going, everyone really is trying to make their own statement. Whether you're going absolutely crazy or you're keeping it simple and whatever, you want to step on that carpet and have people be like, "Ooh, that's amazing."
Yeah.
So at 6 a.m. when you have this epic idea that's about to, that should be ready to go in a couple hours. Cause then you guys got to remember certain things are hard to sit in the car in. So sometimes you have to have it unbuttoned or unzipped. And then you have to get dropped off around the red carpet. So no paparazzi gets you, and then have like a team of people
blocking
hiding you in a tent and blocking you so that all of a sudden you walk on that carpet, like you just snapped your fingers and got dressed.
Literally. I mean, if they only knew.
Okay, so anyway, sorry.
So yeah, basically they work hours. She's in hair and makeup, you know, doing her thing. I'm full hyperventilating, just like praying and manifesting that it all works out. And literally it was like, she's like, okay, we're going to go in 15 minutes. I was like, how's it going? They're stitching, you know, I have like three or four seamstresses working on this dress. Puts it on, zips it up. It fits. It does the whole gag. So then basically, like, and the people with the lights were there. So I was like, well, we have to test this out. We have to make sure this works. And so there was a trigger, like a little button that she got to press. Because to start, it wasn't on. And so I was like, well, what if you put it here between your, put it between your boobs. And then when you get out there, you're just in a beautiful dress and blah, blah, blah. But then you go, and it's like,
yes.
And I remember that moment of her getting out there and being on the, because she brought me as her date.
Yeah, I remember seeing you there. You were my favorite person in the room.
Literally. And they don't, like, you weren't at the time, you weren't really, like, people didn't bring their stylists back then. Like, it was a thing, remember? Like, hell yeah. You know, like, that's so cool because I feel like, am I the first one to go?
You probably were one of them for sure.
Literally. So yeah, we get on the carpet, she presses the button, and I just remember, like you said, everything just shifted to her, and she looked at me, and we're like, "We did it! Like we did it!" You know. And then it was just the whole show. She's lit up. Everyone's coming to her, giving her all this attention. Like all these big designers, like you know Nicolas Ghesquiere. Like all these designers were coming up to her, being like, "This is so fabulous!" And I'm like, dying. I'm like, "Oh my God!" Yeah. These icons of mine are like commenting how cool my costume is.
And you're like, oh, I have so many little secrets of what it took to even make this moment happen.
If you zoom in on any of those photos, honey, like you'll see the dress is not perfect, but it's all about the overall. It's like, just blur your eyes and stand back. But it was like the moment. But the highlight of that night for me was like that, getting there. The whole Met was such an amazing experience. But I remember we're driving to the after party. It was like Puff Daddy and Oprah were hosting this party. Mm-hmm. And we're in the car and I get a text from Derek Blasberg, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Derek. Yeah, I love Derek. And he was like, congratulations. And I was like, what? And he goes, Katie's on the cover of Women's Wear Daily. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, what? Who else? What else? And he's like, no. It's just a picture of Katy Perry and it says, Katy Perry lights up the Met. And I remember.
Yes, I actually totally remembered that headline.
I was like, it was just her. You know, the Met now, it's like collages. It's like everybody. It's like all the iconic things, like the one person. And I was like, This is it. I can retire this now.
I'm good. But what, for everyone listening, can you tell them what Women's Wear, like,
oh, yeah.
Let them
so
know
Women's
what that
Wear Daily is like a daily kind of newspaper kind of vibe, a magazine that comes out daily. And it's basically giving you all the fashion news, all the cutting edge, you know, interviews and just fashion news. It's like everything current happening.
Yes, current. It's like, what's up? Everyone's looking at it.
Yeah, everyone's looking at it. And during Fashion Week too, it's like everyone's, they're handing them out. It's like, it's a mm-hmm. very big thing in the fashion world for Women's yeah. Wear Daily too. So that was big for me.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When we were like, started talking about like dressing and doing all that, I'm like, we have to get into that whole story and
yeah.
Toronto and all this
yes.
stuff. Yeah, I mean, okay. So also, let me wrap up.
Okay.
I'm gonna read the Gossip Girl quote of how they wrap up the episode. But all in cool. all, you enjoyed watching it.
Oh my God, yes, I love. It's very nostalgic. Gossip Girl gives me such a vibe.
Yeah.
It was such a time. I love the revamp. I love the take on it now. It's like it's a cool younger like Sex in the City vibes, giving like cool mm-hmm. eclectic fashion like. It's just really, I just like love it.
Yeah. And now going back and rewatching this episode, when it's like, you yeah. know, Gossip Girl, when she does her quote and comes to the end, who are you? Like, I'm like, can't wait to see what's going on with Lily and Bart. I'm also like wondering, like, in the next episode, are Serena and Dan going to be back together? Not.
Right. Because at the end, Blair is kind of like, you know, chummy again. Like, they're like, oh, forget
right.
it all. Like, to Taylor Momsen, she's like, you did great. Like, good job.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. You just literally tried to kill her. And now you're like patting her on the back.
But it's okay.
I love it. I love that shift. So.
I mean, it's insane. And then.
And are we going to see the photo of the mom? Remember the Mapplethorpe?
I mean.
Is that a Mapplethorpe?
I
yeah.
know.
I was like, we have to see that. So good. I love that. She's like, I want to see that.
Okay. So Gossip Girl. Here we go. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that there would be no gossip without secrets. You might be brave enough to reveal your secret only to have it used against you, or someone else's secret might affect you in unexpected ways. There are some secrets you're only too happy to keep. Others surface only to be buried away deeper than they were before. But the most powerful secrets are the truths you thought you could never reveal. But once spoken, changes everything. But don't worry, B, the brightest stars burn out the fastest. Or at least that's what I heard. Waiting for a star to fall, XOXO. Gossip Girl.
So iconic.
Wrapping up that episode. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. What a great thing. I was also just looking at another quote from Blair when they're looking for the models. She's like, which models? Like there
right,
should
right.
be no models
which
around,
models?
The, around yeah. the fashion show. Which models? Okay, Blair.
Literally.
So can you want to tell us about your other projects that you have coming up? Because when we were chatting about it, I think it's obviously super amazing and awesome. So I'll let you.
Sure. Yeah, it's very cool. So like kind of, you know, in the times we were talking about, like, of me styling, I kind of have transitioned from the styling world into more of costume design, which has always been, you know, such a passion for me. And I've joined the union. So I'm like a union costume designer, which I started on Legendary, which is an HBO show about the Vogue ballroom culture scene, which is so fun and so epic.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Season one and two, I did. And then also a show for Disney called The Quest, which is about to come out in April. And that was, it's like, that was a childhood fantasy too, because it was very medieval kings and queens and,
yeah.
and wizards and wizardry. And so like, that was so fun because I was designing like of the period, just like such detailed, beautiful pieces. I can't wait. And this was like over a year ago. So they're like, and it's cool because
oh
it's Disney. So they're doing like special effects and all these cool
right,
things.
Right.
And the people who worked on it are from Lord of the Rings. And, you know, it's
oh
like,
God.
It's going to be so epic. And I just saw like the first teaser and I was just like, finally. And also, hell yeah, I'm so excited.
That's so amazing. And Legendary's on what?
Legendary's on HBO Max.
HBO Max. Okay, so when you're just saying all this and I'm listening,
yeah.
it's like from a, you know, a Midwestern guy that comes and then we just told all these stories about the Met Ball and then you're talking about doing the show that's on HBO Max and then doing something on Disney. I mean, we're talking about some of the biggest people and projects and studios and events
yeah.
in the world to work on.
Yeah.
And you're like crushing it. That's like truly amazing.
Thank you.
Like to do one of those or one little part of that on any level is amazing. And then to do it on your level with those
it's just amazing.
Thank you. Every time, like, I'm still in that excited little, you know, boy from the Midwest who's like, I can't believe this is my world. I can't, you know, even at being at Katie's show in Vegas, I'm like, I freaking designed that. I made that.
Yeah.
And this, the
I'm
whole,
going with you to the
oh,
to a show.
Oh, you're definitely
for sure.
coming.
I need to come see
100%.
Her. She's also, by the way, I've been to a lot of her shows. And she's also a wonderful human. She's just funny and like,
yeah, she
awesome.
Really is. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's a trip in the best way. But her performances are great. She brings, she takes you on a ride. You're like,
she
you don't even know
does.
What else is going on in the world. You're watching her on stage and you're like, this isn't a, maybe not some, like, it's almost like you're watching a little girl play dress up in her room and sing. And you're just so enthralled that she's having so much fun that you're like, I'm just going to watch her like do her thing.
Yeah.
It's 100%. So great.
Yeah, it's like before you know it, the show's flown by and you're like, that was 2 hours of like just wonderment.
Yeah. Okay, so that's amazing that you have, I can't wait to watch that. Can't wait for the Disney.
Yes. Yeah, the Disney one's going to be really fun. It's 8 episodes. It's kind of like, it's a show that they took from ABC, which I guess was like Grown Ups. These are 8, you know, young kids that are basically scooped from our world and brought into this medieval fantasy world. It's like the world is scripted and acting and has like things, but the kids are reality. So they're like, they're just thrown into these situations and these challenges and they have to win these things and they have to free these things up and save the castle kind of vibe.
And it's Quest.
So
it's called Quest?
It's called The Quest.
The Quest. Amazing.
And so it's really cool. It was just so much fun designing it. And I'll send you some of the things so you can.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Well, I just want to say that this just made me so happy.
me too.
I can't wait to see you in real life.
I know. I follow you on Instagram. So, you have a baby now and a beautiful man.
I know.
And, like, just such an incredible life. And it's so fun to actually be face-to-face, sort of.
I know.
Screen to screen.
Screen to screen. That's right. I can't wait to see you, too, in real life and get back. It's just been so long.
I know. And I'm proud of you and everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. And that was so cute, Gigi, in the beginning coming on.
Yeah, a little cameo.
Yeah, I love that. Johnny, I am so glad we got to catch up with you here. But we need a very serious reunion in real life, my friend. Be sure to check out his work in Legendary on HBO Max and in the upcoming Disney Plus series, The Quest. He's pretty amazing, in case you haven't noticed. And as for this show, make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review and keep sending us your questions, everyone. Send them to @JessicaZor on Instagram. See you soon. XOXO. XOXO is produced by Propagate Content and me, Jessica Zor. Our show is executive produced by Ling Lee. Our producers are Diego Tapia, Kristen Vermilia, Emily Carr, and Hannah Harris. Original music by Moxie and Loon, and the episode was mixed by Seth Olansky.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified.
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.